All right, you both say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up in the middle of the fifth chapter of Chovasat Hamidim, and we're picking up on page Nun. So if you remember again, this is really a very dramatic and beautiful chapter, because it's here that the Piagetzna begins to describe the strategies for dealing with lethargy. Right, not as much for laziness. Atzlus, again, is an issue unto itself. This is the Piagetzna much more dealing with the issue of hisrapus, of lethargy. So remember, again, he handed us down the first solid, actionable piece of advice, which is, when you engage in a task, attach a time to that task. So you want to do something, how much time should it take you to do that thing? Give yourself a time. If you go ahead and you exceed the time, fantastic. If you go over the time, then says the Piagetzna, you have to ask yourself how you're managing that particular time. Did you go over the time ultimately because maybe you didn't allot yourself the right amount of time to begin with? B, did something happen during that particular time frame that caused you to experience a time overrun? Or C, did you just not use your time efficiently? And says the Piagetzna, see, obviously this is a leading question. The Piagetzna is presupposing, which I think we would all probably agree with from our life experiences, that generally when the task takes more time than necessary, it's usually because I just was not fast enough. I just was not energetic enough. I was just not organized enough. That's why I ended up with this. That's obviously where he's leading with this. And therefore I realize, essentially, I'm being a bit lethargic in the execution of my life responsibilities. So he goes on, he says, Bachar HaMisrape. Therefore, young man, who page Nun, first full paragraph, Bachar HaMisrape. So now he goes back and he's speaking to the Bachar. Now remember again, obviously, as you've seen already, the Sefer itself is written as a conversation between the Rebbe, right, the Piagetzna, and the Talmud, right? And ultimately, again, encouraging the Talmud to be as successful and as productive as possible. But whatever is stated towards the Talmud is easily adaptable towards us as well. Bachar HaMisrape. Therefore, young man, if you find that you're being lethargic, even if you find that you could learn more bi'yun, let's say you could learn again with greater depth, he says, tov levado yomod yoser. This is actually very interesting. Even in the time where you're learning yourself, right? I'm sorry. Even if you feel that you're capable of learning in greater depth, when you learn on your own, it is better to learn Yoser Pashit in a simpler fashion, not as in depth. It's actually quite interesting. V'yiktzov lo zman l'chol davar melimudo. And ultimately, again, give yourself a fixed time for every aspect of your learning. For example, b'meshach shav. Let's say you have an hour to learn. So you have to tell yourself, yilmot kach v'kach gemara. So in 1 hour of time, I'm going to learn X amount of gemara. So one daf of Gemara with Rashi, daf whatever you fill in the blank. And again, and in the course of a half hour, you're going to learn X amount of Tanakh. He gets. So what's amazing about this, by the way, is lest you think that his advice of giving a time frame for your life tasks is just a din in your mundane pursuits. How long should it take to clean out the garage? Right? How long should it take to go in and put up the sukkah? He says, no. Everything in life has to have an assigned duration. Everything in life has to operate on a timeline. Everything in life has to be given a start time and an end time. Even your learning. How much time should I take to learn a daf gemara? How much time should I need in order to finish X amount of Tanakh? Listen to this. Now he says that this is why, if you're learning by yourself, you should stay away from iyun. You should stay from more in depth. Why? Ki kishi yilmad bi iyun yoser chutz mizeh shelo yuchal lahaktiv lo zman lechol dover ulemayer es atzmo kin zman kavua le'iyun. So say, here's the problem. Not the problem. Let's be clear. The Piagetzna is a fan of learning, being of learning in depth. What he's saying is the nature of learning in Be'ion is that it could be a timeless pursuit. The Yisrael say, what the Piagetzna is saying over here, and this is really amazing, is that the way to combat life lethargy is essentially create chronological accountability. This is the amount of time I have, and this is what I have to accomplish in that time. I'm accountable. So in 1 hour, I have to learn the daf and do the first aliyah of the parasha. Oh, whatever, it doesn't. The details are insignificant. The point over here is he's saying there's an accountability. There's a certain amount of time, and in that time, I must produce X. That's the goal over here. If I don't produce X, assuming there's no, you know, external, extraneous, you know, events that occur, Lemay says, because I'm lethargic. I'm not working fast enough. I'm not working well enough. I'm not being productive enough. He says, the challenge with Iyun, Rav Osai, okay, so this is like the wrong context. We're talking about Iyun because we do Daf Yomi in this year. Not very Be'iyun. Well, it's not Be'iyun at all. Is, you know, when you learn something Be'iyun, you could lose yourself in it. So we'll discuss how to learn Be'iyun, but he says, when you're by yourself, that's not the time for Iyun. Why? Because you just lose track of time. And lose track of time not in a good way. Lose track of time sometimes with your mind going all over the place. And what's going to happen? Your mind will wander. And if your mind will wander, ultimately, again, says the Piagetzna, you're not as productive as you could be. But don't get me wrong, says the Piagetzna. You have to still find a way to learn Be'iyun. So therefore, what's the good way to learn Be'iyun, learn in greater depth? So again, the Piagetzna just wants to, by the way, I want to go on record as saying, learning Be'iyun is very important. Learning in depth, because sometimes one of the greatest tools of the Sahara is by getting us to take a very superficial approach to our learning. So the idea is, so how do you learn Iyun? With the Chavrusa. Because also what happens, you learn it with a chavrusa, right? That person hopefully refocuses you. This is incredibly important. So all the Piagetzna is saying is, understand that inherent in the process of learning Be'iyun is thinking about things with greater depth and in a greater critical nature. The danger of that is your mind wandering off to other things. The way to fix that is just don't learn it yourself. Just don't learn Be'iyun yourself. Make sure you have a chavrusa for that pursuit. Make sure you have someone ultimately that if you begin to veer, that person is going to refocus you and bring you back on track. He goes on, V'chasher yisrag elio zarez v'chorez, lo atzel v'lo misrape, yuchal kvar b'limudo b'ino l'bein atzmo l'lo mobirin. I'm supposed to say, so the Piagetzna says, of course, once I condition myself to be a more diligent person, then of course halacha lemaisa, I can learn Be'iyun even myself. But first that requires a certain behavioral conditioning of avoidance of hisrapus, avoidance of lethargy, and ultimately being more diligent. Let's go back there. So listen to this. Habacher shekvar gamar v'yatzam in ha'yeshiva. So we'll say, what about the bacher? Right, this mamash refers to all of us. I'm a bacher at heart, but I'm no longer in yeshiva. And therefore, ve'in zmanov v'shi'urav niktzavim min ha'menahel u'melamed ha'yeshiva. And therefore, we'll say, my starim of learning are no longer dictated, or for that matter, again, monitored by the menahel, by the principal, or by my rebbe. Yiktzov lo shi'urim al kol hayom. Supposed to listen to this. So remember, so just because we're going to transition a little bit over here, is step number one in terms of combating lethargy is go ahead and give yourself chronological accountability. Set timelines. I have X amount of time to do whatever, and what should I be accomplishing during that time? And set for yourself metrics of success. Do I reach the threshold? Do I reach the finish line? Do I accomplish what I want to accomplish during that time frame or not? And if not, why not?
Why not? And I'm supposed to say, again, there are a bunch of different answers. Obviously, with the Piagets in the fields, the answer is more often than not, is lethargy. I was not vigilant or diligent enough with my time. Had I been more vigilant and diligent with my time, I would have accomplished what I needed to accomplish in the time frame that's been given. He switches gears now a little bit. What happens if I'm not in yeshiva? And therefore, again, I want to learn, but the menahel, right, or the Rebbe is not on top of me, forcing me to go ahead and be regular with my timelines. What should I do? This is actually amazing. Yiktsov lo shiurim al kol hayom. Person should establish for himself shiurim every day. A shir, right? Shir was like a literally mean going to a shir, but it also means establish for yourself times that you're going to learn. Look what he writes. V'lo harbe yoser midei bepamachas. Midei bepamachas. Well, so this would be a gesture. This is amazing. Make sure that you don't go ahead and block off too much time for learning at any one point during the day. Well, so you hear this, by the way, whoever heard Eitzah like this, right? We're always pushing ourselves more and more and more. The Piagetsna saying, yes, learn more. He says, just to make sure that when you set aside a block of time, it's a reasonable block amount of time. So people say, what's the goal? What the Piagetsna saying is that sometimes less is more. If I give myself less time to accomplish a particular task, then what? My mind doesn't wander. If my mind doesn't wander, then I maximize that time. Sometimes I give myself time, and the truth is, it's just too much. I can't focus that entire time. If I can't focus that entire time, then ultimately, again, what am I really accomplishing? This is amazing. Over my love, Yosef Bamas. So the Piagetsna says something amazing. Perhaps sometimes it's better to start by allocating a smaller amount of time. When you maximize that time, then what? Then add on to it. It's so much better to start with a smaller amount of time, maximizing that time, then going in and saying, you know what? I'm capable of doing more. Right? As opposed to doing what? Allocating a larger amount of time, recognizing that I'm not really going to maximize that amount of time, just because, again, it's too much. My mind can't focus for that long, and then ending up really being frustrated, because I know in my heart that I accomplished 45 minutes worth of significant avoda in an hour and a half of time. Which I will say, of course, is what the Piagetsna would call hisrapos. It's what he calls lethargy. So better to start with a smaller amount of time, and then once I maximize that time, add on to it afterwards. Let's just finish this paragraph. He says, okay, sha'ovri my love, easy yamim, umashlim shi'ur of midi yom biyomo. Then when a couple of days go by, and I'm accomplishing what I need to accomplish, Yosef bahen ma'at, go ahead and add on a little bit. I will say now, it's interesting to see how he says add on. Watch this. Lemashal, kishakiba alatzmo lilmod baboker b'meshach shtei shos, daf gimara rashi imtosis. If I go ahead, says the Piagetsna, then I allocate to myself 2 hours every day, 2 hours in the morning, to go ahead and learn a daf of gimara with rashi imtosis. Achar ezi yamim yom aliatzmo, hinei parsha chumash v'rashi ucha lahosif li ba'osan ishtei shos, mibli sha'achse min ha'gimara v'tosis. Ve'ashanes es masni lilmod yoser b'charitzos b'koach ha'barazon, u'b'seichel, v'tishar li reva sha' o yoser ma'at ala chumash v'rashi. V'chei yosef b'chol yom ad asher ma'at ma'at ya'amis es kol yom ha'ar. We're supposed to listen to this. I will stop over here with this paragraph. But the Piagetsna says, when he says add on, Rabbi Osei, he means add on in a different way. So he says, I set aside 2 hours in the morning to learn a daf gimara, rashi and tosis. Beautiful. Fantastic. Says the Piagetsna, then what do I say to myself? If I maximize this time more, I could fit in 15 minutes of Chumash and Rashi. So we'll see what the Piagetsna means by adding on. You see what he means by adding on? He doesn't mean adding on that I go ahead and add on more time. He says, I maximize the time that I have. I recognize that I can pack more in to this time. See, Rabbi said, this is amazing. The Piagetsna says that the effective nature or the effective metric of, or that I should say, the metric of effective time management is not adding on more time to my learning. That's, of course, good also, but it's taking the time that I have and maximizing it to its fullest. So the Piagetsna says, the way this Rabbi says, watch this. Step number one, we'll really have to stop. But step number one is going in and saying, giving myself, attaching a time frame to every single initiative. A daf gemara should take X amount of time. Then going ahead and establishing in my day, how much do I learn? Giving myself a realistic amount of time. They're both saying, can I just tell you something? Just we're speaking openly and honestly amongst friends here. You know how much we experience this today? Because today, most of us can't go a couple of minutes without checking our phones. I will say, do you know what it does when you're learning and you check your phone? Do you know what it does? It sets you back in your learning. So that when you learn for 45 minutes and you check your phone for three times during that 45 minutes, you've learned effectively, I'm just giving this out, for 30 minutes. So what you've done is you've spent 45 minutes of time, but you really only got 30 minutes of spiritual development. Masha'enkein, if I didn't check my phone for whatever amount, so Masha'enkein, if I said I'm only learning 30 minutes, but I'm not checking my phone during that time, I get 30 minutes of learning in 30 minutes. And there's 15 minutes more of my life that I have now to use for something else. This is the mistake we make all of the time. We carve out blocks of time, but we don't maximize them. That's hisrapus, says the Piagetsna. That's life lethargy. And when there's life lethargy, I'm also, and deep down I know that. So I know I've sat for X amount of time, but I've only maximized this small block. All right, we'll have to, there's so much more to say about this. We'll have to stop over here because we're bound by time in Meretz Hashem. We're already 5 minutes late, and we'll pick up with this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.